I mean, I just read Jordan Howard's number two in the league in rushing. And you have to run the ball to win in the NFL. So I'd say Jordan Howard is, you know, kind of the hare out there in front of us and leading the pack there, and what you can do from a personal standpoint, because you can see that he wills himself to get 4 or 5 extra yards every time he's got the ball. I just think we have such, you know, I've heard the young thing for so long, and I'm so tired of all the talk. Like, talking is not going to get us anything, but we got young guys who can play, so I'm looking forward to seeing that. I'm looking forward to getting healthy so I can stop talking and start playing, and yeah, that's something I'm looking forward to. I mean, obviously, when you got, I don't know the exact numbers, but it was in the mid to high teens for guys that were out. I think it was 8 or 9 guys who were initial starters, and I'd say of that list, 5 or 6 of those guys potential Pro Bowl guys. You're looking at an entire roster that's just been stripped. And then, you know, all right, guys, time to play. You know, the guys who are ready, step up, and credit those guys. They did a great job going out there, getting their, a lot of their first experience in the NFL, and going through a 3-13 season, I'm sure, has developed a lot of mental toughness for some of the guys and emotional toughness, because it is a grind. A lot of these dudes come from BCS championship schools and SEC teams where they lose one game and their season's over. This NFL grind, it's very, very hard to win in this league, and that's one thing I found out. I'm looking forward to winning a lot more in the future. There's no quit in here, regardless of what the score says, regardless of what, you know, the news may print. We have guys who are going to work hard. They're supporting their families, that are, you know, trying to do everything that you guys are trying to do in your workplace. And unfortunately and fortunately, we're on a scale where people are going to watch us every week and have opinions, and we need to be able to be okay with that. You know, we're the Bears. We're going to keep going. We're going to keep fighting. It's not in my blood to quit, and it's not in the blood of the guys around me to quit. And, you know, we're here, and Soldier Field will still be standing. We'll still have games next year, so we'll be showing up to play in those.